Agot Mayed, we're learning Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, and we're up to Siv Beis. Shulchan Aruch says, we're talking about the three steps that a person takes when he finishes his Shemona Esrei. So there's another halacha, that when he finishes the three steps, after he says Eis HaShalom, so the Gemara and Yuma tells us that we're not allowed to go back to the place where we davened. So the Mechaber says, V'makam Shekalu Gimel Ptiyos, in the place where he finished his Gimel Ptiyos Yamoid, he should stand there, he has to wait. L'yachzor L'mkaymai, and he shouldn't go back to the place where he davened Shemona Esrei. Ad Yagia Shliach Tzibur L'Kedusha, until the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, the Maila of waiting till Kedusha is that when the Chazan is saying Kedusha, the reason why he's going back to the place where he davened is not because he's going back to be Mispalo. He's going back for some other reason. It's clear why he's going back. He's going back for Kedusha. Or if he can't wait that long, then there's a shorter shir. That when the Shliach Tzibur starts his Chazar Tashat, so at least until then he has to wait, standing in his place, and then he can go back to the place once the Shliach Tzibur starts his tefillah. Let us see now the Mishnah Berurah. So we have here two Zmanim, two Shi'urim. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that L'chadchila he should wait to the first Zman of Kedusha, and the Bedi'evet, the Makom is Dachuk, or he's bothering people, if he stays back, so then he can go back when the Chazan starts the Chazar Tashat. But otherwise, he should wait there patiently, and not go back to the place where he was davening. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivka Nuvav. Yamoy, v'chavin raglav. Now we're talking about Eisei Shalom for a minute. When he says Eisei Shalom, he should have his feet together. K'moy betfila, k'shoyimer Eisei Shalom. Mipeneshe mata atzmoy letzad shchina. The Indian of having your feet together when you say Eisei Shalom is that you're mata, you tilt yourself to the tzad shchina. So just as a person who is standing in Shemona Esrei and he's Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, he has his feet together, so too, when he says Eis HaShalom and he's Mata, Letzad Shechina, so then also he has to have his feet together. But the Shaar Tzion says that otherwise, when he's just waiting for the Chazan to start the Chazar HaShat, so he doesn't have to have his feet together, Davka. He will see even later, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Kubi doesn't even have to stand there, he could walk around, as long as he doesn't go back to the place where he davened. But Al Kapanim, he certainly doesn't have to stand there with his feet together. He can stand with his feet apart. It would also be fine. Let's go further. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zion. Well, Yachzor, he's not allowed to go back. So now we don't understand why. Let's see. The Mishnah Berurah explained. She'im Chayzer Miyad, if he would go back immediately, he's going to take his three steps back. He says, Shalom. He said goodbye to his master. And then all of a sudden, he goes right back to where he was. Did he say goodbye or not? Make up your mind. So he'll be daima if he does return immediately. He's daima. He's comparable. The Talmud shenifter mi rabbi. He's like a Talmud that he took leave of his master. Uposa la chayrav, and as a show of respect, he took his steps back from his master. And then v'chayzer miyad, and then he right away comes back to his master. So did he leave or not? Was he leaving his master, or was it just a show? So from the very fact that he came back, it showed that this show of respect was not a genuine respect because he's taken leave. You see from the fact that he came back that he didn't mean it in the first place. That when he took his steps back, it was not to take leave of his master. So that's a davar maguna. It's not a nice thing to do, that he makes it appear that he's taking leave of his master, and then in the end we see that he wasn't really taking leave of his master. Tata davar maguna, it's not a nice thing. So therefore, Chazal tell us we're not allowed to return to the place where we were mispala. So now the question arises: what then is the maila of waiting until kedusha or until the chazan starts the chazar sashat? If you're telling me that it's a davar maguna, it doesn't look nice for a person to return to the place where he was mispalo, so how does it help that he's returning for the Kedusha or the Chazar HaShat? explains the Mishnah Berurah. Aval, keshem mamtin al kedusha, if a person is waiting for the kedusha, or at least he's waiting for the beginning of the Chazar HaShad. It's obvious, everybody could tell that the reason why he's going back is for the Kedusha, or for the Chazar, to have Kavana by the Chazar HaShad. We'll see later that there's a Maila of saying Kedusha in the place where he was Mispalo. So that's a maila, there's an inyan to have that kedusha over there in the place where he was mispalo. So if he's going back to the place to say kedusha, everybody understands that's why he's going back. It's not because he never took leave of his master and the whole thing was just a show. No, it's because he wants to go back to this place where he was mispalo for kedusha. Or he's going back to hear Chazar HaShat. Now you don't need to stand at your place in order to hear Chazar HaShat. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mulchavin l'mashi yomer shliach sibur," that he'll have more kavana when he's listening to the shliach sibur. The once a maize with the Chazanish brought down from the Chazanish that whenever he listened to the kaddish, so he listened to the kaddish with kol koicho. He used to lean on a stender and put his head into his hand and listen with all of his koicho, his eyes closed. And that's how he would listen to the Kaddish. And it happened one time that Tfil was over, and nobody said Kaddish after Aleinu. There wasn't a Chiyuv. And so he walked away from his place, and he was in the middle of his shul. And then somebody, it seems, realized nobody was saying Kaddish, so he thought he would say Kaddish. So the person started saying Kaddish, fine. So the Chazanish, when he saw that somebody was saying Kaddish, he went back to his seat, where he always stood, and he put his hands, as he put his head into his hands, and he listened to the Kaddish the same way he always listened to the Kaddish. So it could be that a person he has in his Malkom, he has more Yeshuva Das. So that's the Indian that the Mishnah Berurah says, that he'll go back to his Malkom to hear the Chazar HaShatz. And then it's also clear that's his Kavanah, that's why he's going back, is in order to hear the Chazar HaShatz. But if a person stumbles, he's going back to his place, it's before the chazan starts doing the Chazar HaShatz, so what's he going back to the place for? Elamah. He's going back to the place where he davened. If he went back to the place he davened, that means he never left. He never left. So then it makes the whole thing Maguna. It was a show that he didn't really mean what he did. So that's never Maguna. Fine. Let me get back there. Sivkot and Ches. When Kaimai, we said that he's not allowed to go back to his place. Pirushim Roitzawak. When Kaimai, if he wants to go back to his place, Einu Rishai. Then there's an Isser. This is an Isser from Chazal. He is not allowed to go back to his place. He's not Einu Rishai. However, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you have to go back to your place. He says that if you want to go back, so then you have to wait until either the Chazar HaShatz or you have to wait until the Kedusha. But the Bechlal, there's no din of going back to the place where you daven. Stop. That if he would like to go back, then there's an Isser, unless he waits till this Zman. And if he wants to walk away, so according to this first Malach, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, not like that. According to this first Malach, he'll just walk away. Aval im roitze, imidshan, if he wants, he could stay there. Ve'ena chayzer limkoy mechol. He doesn't have to go back whatsoever. He could walk away also. That's a Kesef Mishnah. That's from the Kesef Mishnah is the same Mechaber as the Beis Yosef or Beis Yosef Kara. The cause of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says as follows: the Lefima Shevi Bebeis Yosef, the Hmim Devinin Shisha Psiyos. The last year we spoke before Yom Tov that the Beis Yosef brought down many reasons why a person makes three Psiyos, and the last of the reasons we brought down was from Rabbeinu Manoach that the reason why there's Gimel Psiyos is from the pasuk Ragleim Regel Yeshara. It says by the Malachim that their Raglehem, which is Lashon Rabbim, is a Regel Yeshara. So from there, Raglehem is 2 feet, and then Regel is another 1 foot. Teach us that when a person leaves Shemona Esrei, he takes 3 steps. Fine. But then, there's another opinion. Yesh Aymrim, Shesh, that there's 6 steps that he has to make, because there's really 2 psukim over there. One pasuk says Raglehem, Regel Yeshara. Another pasuk says, the Kaf Raglehem, Kekaf Regel Egel. So it says again, Raglehem and Regel, to tell you that there's another 3 steps. Now then he asked the kasha, that, what do you mean? Chazal said that when you finish your Shemona Esrei, you're supposed to take 3 steps. So what are you telling me? 6 steps. You have a nice remez. But it's not 6 steps, it's only 3 steps, because I'll only tell us that there's 3 steps. So the Beis Yosef has 2 different ways to explain it. One way to explain is that every step he takes is a double step. Means he steps first with his left foot, and then his right foot equals the left foot. And then he steps again with his left foot, and then his right foot equals his left foot. And then he steps again with his left foot, and his right foot equals his left foot. So he does 3 times from heel to toe, from with his left, and then making his right foot equal. So that's 6 steps, and each double step, each left-right, counts as 1. That's one way of explaining it. Chazal say 3. From the psukim, there's a remez of 6. It's really 6 that come out to be 3. That's one way of explaining it. The other way of explaining it is that a person, he takes his 3 steps, like we all know, with his short step with his left foot, and a big step with his right foot, and then another short step with his left foot, to equal them out. And then, that's 3, and then he goes back to his place 3 steps. And those 3 steps that he takes to return back to his place, that's the 6 steps, and that's not a problem of that's not a contradiction to what Chazal said of 3 steps of before Oyseh Shalom, because Yitaka only takes 3 steps before Oyseh Shalom. But then there's another 3 steps, that's the steps that he takes when he goes back to his place. So Mimele, according to that, there is a minion to go back to your place. If there's an minion to go back to your place, so then you can't just walk away from where you're standing. You actually have to wait until the shir, the zman of Kedusha, or the beginning of Chazaras HaShatz, and then you have to return to your place in order to be Mekayim, the Gimel Pasiyos, which is 6, according to this Yesh Aimrim. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Let's start again that shtickle from the Magen Avraham, and we'll see it together. Because of Magen Avraham, the Lefi Mashahevi Bebeis Yosef Deish Aimrim Debinin Shesh Psiyos, excuse me, Shesh Psiyos, you need 6 Psiyos, Dainu Gimel Achayra V'Gimel B'Shuvayim Koimai, 3 back and then 3 back to the place where you daven. In Kain Al Korachay Tzarech Lach V'Lim Koimai B'Gimel Psiyos Afana. Then he does have to take 3 steps forward. So we have here 2 Mahalchim. According to the Kesef Mishnah, there's b'chwalo, no inyan to go back to your place, and you can just walk away from it, you can stay there, whatever you want. If you want to go back, there's an iser, unless you wait for the zman of Kedusha or Tchilas Hashmoneh, sorry, of the Chazar Hashat. And then according to the Magen Avraham, who points out, according to one of these opinions, what it's called 3 psiyos is raglayim, regal yashara, and kaf raglayim, kaf regal egel. So then he does have to take 3 steps back to his place. He'll have to wait. Now, we have an interesting situation over here. He's waiting to take his 3 steps. And it could be that somebody's going to walk by in between him and the place where he was in this pal. So the Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down, says that from there came a kapeda that people didn't want somebody to walk in front of them, because if somebody was going to walk between them and the place where they're in this pal while they're waiting to go back, that'll be a half stake, and they're gimel psiyas, and they want to be, I say, gimel psiyas. So Mimela, what do? They had an etza. They'll quickly run back to their place in order to avoid getting a half stake between the gimel psiyas. So now the problem with the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that this is a big problem, because the whole inyan of not having a half stake between the 3 psiyas that you took back in the 3 psiyas that you're going to go back to your place, is who says b'chol that you have to do that? There's a problem of hefsek, and it's anyway just a yesh aimrim of that's the gimel psiyas. There are many different ways to explain the gimel psiyas, so it's not ikar hadin. And over here, this is an iser. The Gemara says b'feirish an iser derabanan. A person is not allowed to go back to the place where he was in this pile until he waits to this month of the beginning of kedusha, or this man of at least till when the chazan starts Chazaras HaShatz. So he's doing an iser. So here he's over an iser that's mi'ikar adin, it's a b'feirish gemara, a b'feirish shulchan aruch, because of an inyan. So it's not right. And mitam zeh, now we said because of this inyan that you don't want to make, because you want to have 6 steps, so people thought, That somebody shouldn't cross in front of him. While they're waiting in the place where they step back to. The person who's walking shouldn't interrupt between his six steps, the three back and three forward. But they're making a mistake through their peta. When they see somebody who's wanting to cross in front of them, they quickly go back to the place, before the shat starts his chazar shat, and that's mekra din. So because of the kapeda, they end up being over on a din of the farish halacha and shulchan aruch. Now, agav, it's interesting, the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Elika Shlomo says that me'olam tamati, his entire life, he always was bothered by this, that people are so not careful in this halacha, that he says, even among Talmidei Chachamim, you don't find that people are medaktik in this din to wait to go back to the makam of the Shmona Esrei. So it always bothered him. We'll see that there's another halacha in this siman that he says also that always bothered him. Okay, let's go further. We're up to Sif Katan Tez. The person's supposed to wait until he gets to Kedusha. That's the Chavchila. V'im Herech B'Tfilasai. What happens if a person didn't finish Shmona Esrei before the Chazan? So he doesn't have these Zmanim. He finished after Kedusha. So when is he... he's up to Kedusha. Now what? So he has a Shaila. He's supposed to go back for Kedusha. But if he's going to go back, it's going to be, he finished his Shalosh Psiyas, he said, Eisa Shalom, he's going to return that second back to the Makom of the Tefillah. So what does he do? So Mishnah Berurah says, in this situation, it is permitted to go right back to the place, because, like we mentioned, the whole problem is that it's not, it looks like he didn't really mean what he did by taking his three steps back, by leaving his master, because he came right back. But if there's a reason why he's going back, it's no problem. So now, even if it's, he's returning immediately, it's also no problem. He got to the Kedusha. He can go back immediately and claim my Kedusha to say Kedusha in the Makom. And since there's an Indian to say Kedusha Bendavka in the Makom where he was in his follow, and it's obvious the reason why he's returning is in order to do so. So then it's not a chesaron that he returns immediately. Fine, period. Now there's a maisa that was brought that the place can bring from the Maril, that if the Maril finished his Shmona Esrei, and it seems he finished his Shmona Esrei, we dived along Shmona Esrei, didn't wait for him, also appears, and he would finish his Shmona Esrei when the Chazan finished his Chazar Sashat. So the Tzibur was up to Nefilas Apayim, and the Maril was just saying Eisa Shalom. So the place can bring down that the Maril did not return to his place and say Nefilas Apayim in his place. It's just where he finished his three steps back, that's where he said his Nefilas Apayim, right there. He said it with the Tzibur immediately. So it seems that this Maril doesn't really fit with what we just said about Kedusha. We said that if you have a reason to go back, like Kedusha, then even if it's the second you finish your Shmona Esrei, you could just run right back, no problem, because we see why you're going back. You're going back for Kedusha. And yet, the Maril didn't do so when it came to Nefilas Apayim. And the Teretz is that, no, Nefilas Apayim, there's no Inyan to Badavka say it in the place where you dive it. So since there's no Inyan to Badavka say it there, so then we don't see he's going back for the Nefilas Apayim. And then it comes back to the same old problem. It appears that he's coming back because we don't know why. He left his master and he's going back. So he didn't really leave. The whole thing was Maguna. It was a show. So that's why when it comes to Nefilas Apayim, he didn't bother to go back to his place because it's an Nefer. He just said it there. Let's see that inside. The Maril Hayah he didn't go back to his place. He stayed there and he made the Nefilas Apayim. And he said the Nefilas Apayim together with the Tzibur. He didn't go back. That's a question. It seems different than the din of Kedusha. So yeah, there's a difference. Kedusha shiny. There's an Indian Badavka to say it in its place, like the rest of the Kahal. Period. Now, a new thing the Mishnah Berurah wants to point out, V'ayin l'kaman simen kuf lamed aleph, sif beis, l'inyin nefil zapayim, mashakas suf sham b'mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says over there, b'chal, about nefil zapayim, that if a person took his three steps back, and now he's going to, he could either say nefil zapayim b'amida and say it together with the tzibur, or he could find a place to sit, and that's going to miss saying nefil zapayim with the tzibur, so it would be preferable, even though we don't usually say nefil zapayim standing, the Beis Yosef says al pikabala that you shouldn't say it standing, you should say it sitting, and then the Beis Yosef brings a rivash that holds that it's not a problem. So b'diavad, if there's no place for you to sit, so then you're allowed to say the nefil zapayim standing. That would be preferable over saying it after the tzibur says it. Fine. Let's go further. One more halacha, and then we'll have to go back to the Haggah. So one more halacha. We said that if he can't wait for Kedusha, he should at least wait for when the Shliach Tzibur starts the Chazar Sashat. Ein b'bach shehizkim l'chadchila nachin l'hachmir an Kedusha. The Bach says that l'chadchila one should wait until Kedusha. Yeah, the post can bring a riff that brings exactly like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, that there's two shirim, and the Bach points out that the Rambam only brings the second shir of Kedusha. So since the Rambam only mentions the second one, it's kedai to be machmir like the second one. That's where the Bach is coming from. But since you have the Shitas Arif, you have this earlier Zman of Chazaras Hashatz, so then you could be makol if it's a makom dechak, if there's not so much space to stand over there, you're bothering people, then it's permitted to go back when the Chazaras Hashatz starts. It seems before the Chazaras Hashatz, let's forget about it, it's an issue. But al kapanim, if it's going to be a problem to wait so long until Kedusha, so you have this earlier Zman, you can wait until the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz. Yeah, shouldn't come to fight. So that seems to be the Mishnah Berurah's maskana, is that halacha l'maisa, a person should l'chadchila wait till Kedusha, and if there's not a lot of room or he's bothering somebody, so then he can go back by the beginning of Chazar Tashat. But again, before that, tasir. There'd be another, let's give one more example. The Mishnah Berurah wants to tell another kula, that a person can wait until the beginning of Chazar Tashat. He says that on a day when we say piyutim, like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or like we have Tfilas Gashem, Tfilas Tal, where there's a long piyut in Avos or in Gvurot, and by the time you get to Kedusha, it's a long wait. So then, you don't have to wait till the Kedusha, you can go back by the beginning of the Chazar Tashat. We'll see that inside Ach Bezman, Kesheim and Piyutim, Bavadi, Yisrachel, Lach Vitekev, Kesheimaskel, Shliach Tzibur, Shmona Esrei. That's two ways that we could be makel, and go back when the Chazan starts the Shmona Esrei. One is if there's not a lot of room, or if there's going to be fights and bothering people, or if it's going to be a very long wait, more than usual, so then he can go back by the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Otherwise, the Mishnah Berurah holds that one should go by Kedusha. So in a shul where everybody does this, it's a really beautiful thing. Everybody's standing in their place, and as soon as the chazan gets to Kedusha, everybody takes their three steps forward, and it's a nice thing the whole tzibur does together, very chashu. Let's see now, we're up to the Haggah. The Haggah is now going to talk about other cases. We're talking about a person who's davening b'tzibur. But now we have other cases that don't really fit the model of going back by the beginning of Chazar Sashat or by Kedusha, namely the Chazan, or a person who's davening b'yichidus. So what do they do? Let's see the Ramah, Haggah, it's back on page 292. Haggah of Ashliach Tzibur Yamayit Kedei Hiluch Dalet Amayis. There's a new shir, there's a shir of Dalet Amayis. Kedem Shiyakzer L'mkaimay L'spal B'kel Ram. Before he goes back to the place where he's going to daven Bekel Ram, he has to wait at least Dalet Amos. This comes from a Tshuva the Rashba. The Bir Lakh over here says, interestingly, the Paiskim, the Magen Avraham, says which is really the Rashba himself says this, that there's really no din of Dalet Amos. It could really be a Zman Katzer, because he's going back for a reason. Like we said by Kedusha, or the beginning of the Chazaris HaShatz for somebody in the shul, for the Chazan to go and make a Chazaris HaShatz, obviously everybody realizes why he's going back to the place to daven, is because he's making Chazaris HaShatz. So we lose this Chazaron, the Chazal tell us that he's like a Talmud who's leaving his Rebbe, and then he just comes right back. Now, so why did the Ramah say Dalet Amos? What's the Indian of Dalet Amos? So according to the Magen Avraham, it's Lav Davka. It was just, that was the minig. The Rashba says that was the minig. People did like that. There's not really a shear of Dalet Amos. And then the Bir Lacha points out, the truth is that there is a din we learned in Tzimek Kofei, that if a person is davening Tushmona Esrei, L'mashal, if he has Shachris and Musaf, he's davening, let's say, Bechidus, so there's nothing in between, he just goes straight. Or a person that they made a mistake and it's tefillah, they missed a tefillah and they have to daven tashlum and they have tushmon esrei in a row. So the din is that a person has to wait at least dalet amos before they start the next shmona esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that the truth is that the chazan should at least wait dalet amos before he starts his shmona esrei. Aside from this halacha of an isser to return to your place, there's another consideration. We have to wait Dalet Amos so we can have Yeshuva Das to have another Shmona Esrei. So it's minadim that a person will be forbidden to go back to his place before Dalet Amos. So it comes out, and we'll see this will help us for later, that there would be two different inyanim why one should wait Dalet Amos before going to his place. Pashit would be the din of not returning to your place. Even if you have a good reason to go back, there's an inyan of waiting Dalet Amos, which even though we've mentioned before that for Kedusha, one doesn't have to wait Dalet Amos, you can go immediately. Okay, that's minadin. The minig would be to wait, so I guess if you could wait, then that would be preferable, even if you have a good reason to go back. And then there's another halacha aside from that, which is that if a person is davening a second Shmona Esrei, davka Shmona Esrei, then they certainly have to wait Dalet Amos min adin because of halacha that a person doesn't daven two Shmona Esrei one after the next. So then Chazan should wait at least that long, the time of Dalet Amos, before he goes back. And that's after he finishes his Eis HaShalom. In other words, it's not from when he finishes his Shalosh Pesiyos, it's when he finishes his Eis HaShalom. So that means even if, let's say, he's a Shliach Tzibur and the Tzibur is waiting for him and he finished his Shmona Esrei later than then, and maybe they're rushing him, they're newing him, they're snapping at him, he should still wait his Dalet Amos. That's halacha. You can't start the Chazar Sashat until you wait Dalet Amos from the Eis HaShal. Now let's just see the Mishnah Berurah on this point, and then we'll... there's no Mishnah Berurah here. Let's go further. So the Haggah says that if he's davening b'yechidus, it'll be the same halacha as the Chazan, that there's no shear of waiting for the Chazar Sashatz or Kedusha, because he's davening b'yechidus. So Mimela, he'll go with the shear of Dalet Amos. Let's see that inside. V'kein yachid ha-mispalel yamad b'mokum shekalu p'siyosav k'shir zeh k'edem she'akhsil m'chaymet. He waits that same shear of Dalet Amos. Now this is not Pashit. In the Beis Yosef, he brings the machlokif, the Avu Drum, he brings from the Ravid, that you have to wait the shear, the amount of time it would take for the chazan to either get to Kedusha or start Shmona Esrei. And then he brings the Rabbeinu Yerukum that says you have to wait a shear ma'at, or Dalet Amos. And the Ramah over here is paskening like this Rabbeinu Yerukum that you have to wait Dalet Amos. Fine. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us the Achrayim, the Bach, and the Magen Avraham disagree with this Rabbeinu Yerukham, that the Raya, whether the Rabbeinu Yerukham brought it or maybe the Beis Yosef brought it, it's not clear. Maybe that's the Machlokas, the Bach, and the Magen Avraham, but I'll kapanim, the Raya that is brought to this Psak of Dalet Amos is from the din of a person being Mispalel to Shmona Esrei. So they point out that whole halacha is when a person is going to daven another Shmona Esrei, because it's clear that he's going back to the place where he davened for the second Shmona Esrei. But if he doesn't have a reason to go back, then there's no shear of Dalet Amos. So Mimela, the Bach and the Magen Avraham disagree with this Psak of Shulchan Aruch, and they say there's no shear of Dalet Amos whatsoever by the halacha of returning to the place, meaning you have to wait a shear as a man that it takes to get to Kedusha or to the Chazaras HaShat. I don't know exactly what that is, what defines each shul or each chazin, really. There's a different pace, or one person could finish his Shemona Esrei faster than someone else, and Mimele he has a longer wait than someone else. I don't know exactly. I didn't find that anybody should address this issue, but perhaps it's each person what he would normally wait. So see the Mishnah Berurah about this machlokas of the Bach, Yud Aleph. The Bach chaylek apaytzeg de'en chiluk b'mispal b'yechidi b'beisei with the mispal in the tzibur. There's no difference. Ela b'chol gav neitzarech lishayis kefi ashir sheyagiyash b'yechzibu l'kadusha yal kapanim ad sheyaskol sheyechzibu b'kol ram kein pasak magen avraham. So you have to wait at least until the sheyechzibu gets to the chazar seshat. If not, to the Zman it takes to get to Kedusha. And why? Shatarak lacks at least Palo Shainas, unless he's going to dive in the Tash Lemon, dive with Kuyama, die, Kedai Hiluk, Dalad Amayz, Dakol Yaden, Shechazarasai, who is Palo Shainas. And obviously he's diving a second time, and we come upon the Mokam at Chak, Yeshal Hakel, the Afazed, die, Dalad Amayz. However, the Mishnah Berurah comes out in the end that in a Mokam de Chak, it could be Mekel with Dalad Amayz. So we have here two different Haterim of a Mokam de Chak. One is that if he's in the Tzibur, he can wait until the Chazan starts the Chazar HaShat, but there's no Shir of Dalet Amos. And then if a person's B'yechidus, and he's in a Mokam Dechak, so then he could wait to Dalet Amos, and then he could go with that shorter Shir. It seems, however, that Samazoy, there's no Din of Dalet Amos if he's Tzibur. What happens if a person, he finishes his Shmona Esrei, Samazoy later, he finishes it after the Chazan said Kedusha already. So, Chayra, just like we said, he can go back for the beginning of Chazar HaShat. This person can go back to listen to the middle of the Chazar HaShat. But there should at least be a shir of Dalet Amos, and Mechadchila, the Zman it would take to start Eishmon Esrei or to get to Kedusha. Sivka and Yud Beis, Nu Alacha. Nu Alacha, this is the other one I told you, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says he never understood why people are not makpin in these dinim. So there's another halacha here that the Olam doesn't seem to be aware of or medactic in. Says Aga, Asur lehachzir panav l'tzibur ad sheyasayim shliach tzibur tefilasay. A person is not allowed to turn around until the shliach tzibur starts his Shmona Esrei. He's not allowed to turn around and face the other direction. So he can turn his head to see if he can take his three steps, but he's not allowed to turn around and face the other direction, or the Urka Shulchan says even he can't turn in any direction, until the Shliach Tzibur starts his Chazar HaShat. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah two reasons for this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzivka and Yud Beis, Hainu Afal Pisha Dain Oimei B'mokum Shekalu P'siyaisav, even though he's standing where he finished his P'siyais, L'yakzir Panav L'Tzibur, he doesn't turn around to the Tzibur, Dain L'Tzad Meirav, he's turning around his whole body and facing Meirav, So the first reason that Mishnah Berurah says, this is from Ataz, that he's going to be mavatal the kavana of the mispalulim. They have somebody staring at them. There's a person who turned around and he's facing them, and it's very distracting. The gam is another reason that Magen Avraham says, they're going to be chayshedim that he skipped. If he finished his Shmona Esrei and he turned around, so then people see that he's finished his Shmona Esrei, and then they're going to be chayshed him that he skipped something, because how can he finish before the Shliach Tzibur? The Shliach Tzibur Pashtus sets the pace for the Tefillah Balachash. The amount of time it takes for him to finish, that's the time it should take at least for the Tzibur to finish. And Mimela, if this person finished before the Shliach Tzibur is finished and he turned around, people will suspect him of skipping something. But in regards to the luck of going back to his place, the Ramah agrees. The Ramah is not talking about that you could go back to your place as soon as the Shliach Tzibur finishes his Shmona Esrei. So that he agrees that the shir is either when he starts the Shemoneh Esrei, the Chazaras Hashatz, or by Kedusha. Now the Indian writes a lach zulim kain like of our mavur. The tarik lechatzila lahamten ad shigias leiktibur lekedusha oyal kaponim ad shias kolos leiktibur. Fine. Finished. Let's see now the next sif. The next sif is very interesting. He teaches us how to make the gimel psiyot. Kishe preseya, when a person is preseya, he's oiker regal smol tchila. He first picks up his left foot. The sheer psiyot elu lekola pachis so kadei sheitain goydel betzad akif. Akif. That the sheer, the size of the steps, is at least from heel to toe. Seen the Mishnah Berurah, it's a mashma that it would be better to take a normal step, but it's still called a step if it's heel to toe. And then the Ramah says, no, that one should not make larger steps than heel to toe, that there's a reason to bedavka make such steps, even though normally a person doesn't take a step like that, but when it comes to leaving Shemoneh Esrei, it's an inyan to bedavka take a small step, a heel-to-toe step. Now we see that al kapanim, both according to the Mechaber and according to the Ramah, one should not be making a step smaller than heel-to-toe, which the Mishnah Berurah will talk about. If a person doesn't have room, what does he do? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Sif katan yud gimel. Techila, he steps with his left foot first. What's the reason for that? The mistama oiker inish kara diyamina bereisha. Normally, a righty, he steps with his right foot first. That's the natural inclination. L'chein, therefore, when it comes to leaving his Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't want to show that he's excited to leave, so he leaves with a foot that he wouldn't normally step with. L'chein oiker kan b'smol. He takes a step with his left foot. Demara ba'atzimu kilu kovet a lovely pata min amokon. And he shows with this that it's hard for him to leave the Shemoneh Esrei. He doesn't want to leave the presence of Hashem. And the Be'er Lacha says, according to this reason, so then if he's a lefty and his left foot is his dominant foot, that he should leave the Shemoneh Esrei with his right foot first, because that's his weaker foot. Sivkatan Yud, period. Vihine, now he's going to teach us how to take three steps back. Vihine, Seder, Gemel, Psiyos, Elu, Hu, Tchila, Yafsiyah, Beregel, Smil. First, he steps with his left foot. Psiyah, Katana, with a small step. Vachakach, Yafsiyah, Mishal, Yamin, Psiyah, Gedela. And then he takes a big step with his right foot. It clears all the way from heel to toe, so it goes a full step to the end of his left foot. And then he takes again a small step with his left foot. So it comes out a small step with the left foot, a big step with the right foot, and a small step with the left foot. He says in Be'er Lacha there's another way to do it, but he didn't want to bring that down because he comes out that most Achrenim hold that it's better to make steps with the way that he says here in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat Yodalit, that we said that a person should, according to the Mechaber, at least take a step the size of heel to toe, which is mashma, that more than that would be preferable. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says Kan Yudalad, that at least the reason why it's good enough to make a step like the Kahanim, a step from heel to toe, is because we find that that's called a psia legabe Kahanim. The Kamoi psia is the Kahanim, Pshat Avoida, when they did the Avoida, Shaymahochen, Akev, Betzad Goydel, that they did such steps. So in other words, the Mechaber holds Batsam, a normal psia, it says in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Aleph, is an Amma. There's a half an amma between each foot. That's a normal step, but it's also called a psia from heel to toe because that's what the kehanim did. However, less than that is not called a psia in gansa. And mimela, he's not yaitza, the inyan of gimel psias, if he takes a step that's less than heel to toe. Kaz of magen avram, the bepachis mishir zeh, ain ala shem psia kwal. It's bechal not called a psia. Vein laakel afilu amokam tsar v'dachok. Even if he doesn't have room, he can't be makel. It's not called a psia. And Chazal say if a person didn't take three steps, it's kilo. He didn't daven. So mimele, there's no makom to be makel if there's no room. So then we'll see. Maybe there's another eitzah. According to the Orech HaShulchan says that when there isn't so much room, so he brought a raya and he says he used to do this himself, that he would take steps to the side. he would turn himself and go to the side. So that's also, maybe that's what the Magen Avraham would hold to do, is if he doesn't have room taka to take smaller steps, to take bigger steps, at least he'll go to the side. However, there are mekilim to take even smaller steps than Ekev Sad Goydel, V'yesh mekilim b'mokam d'chak, and it could be that's also an Eitzah. If he doesn't have an Eitzah to go to the side chach, he could be Yaitzeh, according to these yesh mekilim, that he can take his three steps back, smaller steps. But less than three steps, that's Leisman, the Pollock. Nobody holds that he can do less than three steps. Period. This whole halacha we're talking about is if there's nobody behind him, then he can take his three steps. But if there's somebody behind him, then he has to wait. Like we learned before in Siman Kuf Beis, person's not allowed to take three steps back. Calls him on that there's somebody within Dalai Lama's behind him. Aval kishum is palo. B'chol gavne, aval kishum, if there's somebody who's behind him, is Ms. Powell, b'chol gavne, in lo b'soya b'zayg Dalai Lama, myself, the canal of Siman Kuf Beis. Like we said in Siman Kuf Beis, you're not allowed to go into his Dalai Lama's. Fine. Now, we're going on the Ramah now. The Mechaber told us you should at least take from heel to toe, which is mashma, that larger than that is no problem. And maybe even preferable. That's certainly called a psia. And then the Ramah says that l'chadchila, he should try to make it betzimtzum exactly heel to toe. And that's because we want to do exactly like the kaihanim did. Not just that it's called a psia and you're yaitse with heel to toe. No. That you should bedavka make steps that are heel to toe like kaihanim because the tefila is a makam avoida. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside, Sekhan Tazvav. Lishna der Amah inam aduktik. The lashon der Amah is misleading. The avilei lichtoiv belashon v'yesh emrim. He should have really said that this is a yesh emrim. It's a machloikis. The achaylik al mechaber. He's really disagreeing with the mechaber. The mechaber holds the sphere lay dechol apachis. It should be at least of heel to toe, and it could be more. Imagine the psia is gasas yesh adim. But according to the Ramah, it's bedavka. Lo yafsiya. The tefila is connected to midim tikkun because the tefilas are connected to midim. It has to be like the Kahanim Ba'avaydasa. So therefore, he shouldn't take larger steps more than the Kahanim did. He should make it bedavka like the Kahanim. Now, there's another reason why to not take big steps, is that if a person's taking big steps, it looks like he's in a hurry to get out of Shmon Esther. Just like we said, you should step with your left foot first to show that it's not so geschmack to leave the makom of the tefillah, to leave the Eibishter. So it's the same thing. A person shouldn't take big steps. It's an inyan b'davka to take the smaller steps, not less than heel to toe, but al kopanim, not to take a normal step, to take a heel to toe step to show that you're not in a rush to get out of Shmoneh Esrei. V'oy demichsi kerats milifnei ha-melech. So therefore, you should take heel to toe steps. V'kein pasku abach v'derech echayim, like this Ramah, then you should b'davka take the steps like a hanan. So that's what you see. People in Medaktik and Alaka, they take exactly steps heel to toe when they leave the Shmona Esya. Let's see the Mechaber Vaitis Sif Dalet. Mishra Moisif al Gimel Psiyais Heve Yuara. A person who is Moisif on the Gimel Psiyais is Gaiva because he looks like he's trying to give more covet to Hashem with his three steps back than everybody else does. And that's called Yuara, that's called Gaiva, says the Mishnah Berurah. He shouldn't make himself look like he's more from than the Olam. Sif Hey, Gam Shliach Tzibur, when the Chazan finishes the Chazaris HaShat, he also needs to take three steps. Just a second. I didn't say that good. When he finishes his Shtul Shmon Esrei, he needs to take three steps. And when he finishes the Chazaris HaShat, he doesn't need to take three steps then. He'll take the three steps when he says his Kaddish, says Kabul. Says in the Chaber. Gam k'shliach tzibur, tzarek l'fsoya, gimel p'siyais, k'shem is palo b'lachash. When he davens his Shtul Shmoneh Esrei, his tefillah b'lachash, he has to take three steps when he's finished. K'shechoyzer tefillah b'chel ram. And when he does the Chazaris HaShat, ein tzarek l'fsoya, gimel p'siyais. Then he doesn't need to make gimel p'siyais, because he'll wait until he says the Kaddish Tif Kabul. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah until here. B'kol Ram Ein Tzarek, the same way Chal Apsiyah, so Kaddish Acher Valetziyin, the Kaddish after Valetziyin, and he says Eise Shalom, and he makes three steps. So Mimele is Yaitzeh with that. He doesn't have to say it, he doesn't have to do it immediately after Shemona Esrei. Afal Pis, it's a Chiddush, because even on days where he has other things in between the Chazaras HaShat and the Kaddish Tefkabo, he also doesn't have to make a three step. Afal Pis, Mafsik, and the Kriya Satira, the Halal, the Avinu Malkeinu, Kulu Seder HaTfila Boyim, all these things are for Seder Tfila, the Kaddish, Alachareim, Chazer, Al Iker, Iker al Tfilas Shmoneh Esrei. And since the Kaddish is going to Iker on the Shmoneh Esrei, so he's Yaitse with his Gimel Psias that he makes by that Kaddish. Agav, if there's going to be two Mispaulim, a lot of times if there's two Chiyuvim and a Tzibur, so one Chiyuv will daven from the beginning of the Tfila until after Shmoneh Esrei, after the Chatzi Kaddish, after Tachanun, and then another Shlich Tzibur, the other Elva will take him over by Ashrei of Alatziyon. And then it comes out that the second person, the second Chiyuv, he's the one who's saying the Kaddish Tiskabel and taking three steps. So his three steps don't help for the person who daven the Chazar Zashat. So Mimela, that person, the first Chazan, is going to have to take three steps back. And the place can say the time he should do it is after his Chatzi Kaddish. And the truth is, if he wants to do it right away, if he wants to do it as soon as he finishes the Chazar Zashat, he could do that also. Seen the Mishnah Berurah, like any chazan anyway could do that. Nobody's going to stop him, so he could do it then or after the Chatzi Kaddish. Now we see from this halacha that there's a hemshich from the time of Chazaras Hashat till after the Kaddish Tizkabel. The Kaddish Tizkabel is going back on the Chazaras Hashat. So Mimela, the Mishnah Berurah learns from here a halacha that the chazan has an iser to speak about things outside of tefillah. It'll be a hefsek between the Kaddish Tizkabel and his Shmoneh Esrei of Chazar Sashat. And Mikan, Diktaku HaChreinim, the aim was the Echzibu Ladaber Beini Beini B'sicha, and Shalom Yunin HaTfila, Ki HaKadosh Chazar Al HaTfila, because the Kaddish is going on this Tfila. Back to the Ramah, we said that he doesn't take three steps back, so the Ramah says that there could be a case where he would take three steps back after Chazar Sashat, in Lo Yispal B'Lachas Rak B'Chal Ram. If a person didn't daven still a Shmoneh Esrei, he just said Chazar Sashat. He came late or something, and he only said Chazar Sashat. He didn't say the Tfilas Lachash. So now, he has to take three steps when he finishes his Shmoneh Esrei. Now there's a chiyuv to take three steps. Yeah? In Loi, he's Pavel Blachash, Rak Bekol Ram, Poiseyagim, Opsiyas, Achet, Tfilas, Hashem, Bekol Ram. What's the reason for this? Mishnah Berurah says, he has to first take the psias. He has to be yaitzi the psias with his own tachanunim, and then he'll be yaitzi the psias on the etzem chazar sashat. Sifka and chof to mitchila tarech lifsoil lihipater al tachanunim shel atzmai, because he said alakai netzor. In this chazar sashat, it seems he had to say alakai netzor. He's going to alakai netzor. Now let's tefila, she's followed by that zibur, and then he'll do the three steps when he says Kaddish, that will be going on the etzim chazar sashat. One last halacha, Vav, the chazan, we know we've learned before that when he starts his Shmoneh Esrei, the chazar sashat, he should say Hashem sefos haTiftach. So the Mechaber says that similarly, he also has to say Yulerotze. And he has to say Yulerotzei. But the Haggah says that no, he doesn't say Yulerotzei. He only says Hashem Tzifosai Tiftach. And the Mishnah Berurah now brings that the Achreinim say that he should taka say Yulerotzei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is what's the pshat in the Ramah? He doesn't say the rat sign. The same as al tizkabel tzloi sign, shaymer le v'soif. But if he's saying kaddish tizkabel, he says tizkabel tzloi sign. So mimele, he doesn't need to say you the rat sign. He has a tefila for the kabbalah set tefila. And v'shla kasev lemer you the rat sign. Then he should say you the rat sign. Kasev a grah v'divrei shla ikur. And here the Mishnah Berurah is machria with the grah like the shla kaddish. Then he should say Yulah Ratzon. So you notice sometimes a chazan will say right away Kaddish, and another chazan will wait a second and then say Kaddish. So the difference is that one's not saying Yulah Ratzon, and the other one is saying Yulah Ratzon. So the the one who doesn't say either Ratzon is going like this Ramah. That was Pashtus was the minig, and it was Ungenuman like that in the Ramah, you don't say either Ratzon. And then the Mishnah Berurah was Machriya that you should say Taka either Ratzon, and that's become more popular. You see Chazanim do that also. But either way is okay. Just the Mishnah Berurah holds that that's more richtig to say the Yulratzon. We'll stop here tonight.